My name is Chaya Lester with a Mental Health Minute. At a recent conference on Judaism and psychology, Moshe Gottlieb, a man diagnosed with a bipolar personality disorder, spoke about his understanding of what Judaism has to offer those struggling with mental illness. He summed it up simply by saying, "It's all about ma'asim tovim. It's all about good deeds. Ma'asim tovim are at the heart of Jewish law and practice." Gottlieb explained how doing good for others has been his most potent medicine. For that golden moment when we help someone else moves us from focusing on ourselves to focusing on and assisting another, and that move is packed with therapeutic punch. It's an ideal prescription for any of us struggling with depression, low self-esteem, narcissism, PMS, you name it. So often, there's this vicious cycle of emotional suffering where we feel like we can't cope, and then we see ourselves as the incapable, identified patient in need of assistance. By doing ma'asim tovim, this limiting conception of the needy self is shattered. Knowing that I have something to give to somebody else is extremely empowering, but not just knowing it, but doing it. Letting my body be the healer by enacting that knowledge with my limbs. This is the gift of giving to others. We shatter limiting notions of ourselves and we spread light. The next time you're overcome by a sense of sadness, incompetence, overwhelm, stop. Ask yourself, what can I do for someone else right now? Move out of your mind and into your body and go and do something. And then ask yourself, how do I feel now? Ma'asim tovim is quite simply the best medicine available to man. Something the pharmaceutical companies would rather keep a secret. Watch out lithium, watch out Zoloft, here comes good deeds. Doing good for others does not demand a high level of education or intellect. It does not demand vast learning or financial resources. Brains, brawn, and bank account are all rendered irrelevant to the free and freeing medication of a simple act of generosity.